Your brain needs support, and new Ollie Brainy Chews are a delightful way to take care of your cognitive health. Made with scientifically backed ingredients like Thai ginger, L-theanine, and caffeine, Brainy Chews support healthy brain function and help you find your focus, stay chill, or get energized. Be kind to your mind and get these nootropic chews at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Tipping Point Show. I'm Jimmy Evans. On today's program, I have a special guest back with me again. He's a favorite here on the Tipping Point Show, Pastor Billy Crone. He's the senior pastor of Sunrise Bible Church in Las Vegas, Nevada. In addition to being a pastor, he is also a gifted author, conference speaker, and teacher. He's written many books on the end times and produced many documentaries. Today, you need to buckle your seatbelts because we're talking about his new book, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. Billy, it's great to have you with me on the show today.
Hey, thanks for having me. It's always great to be on.
You're the most interesting person on planet Earth. You're going to get that title here today.
Yeah.
So you always, all your books, all your teachings are so incredible. And you do so much research.
Yeah.
In everything that you do. So this, we're talking today about UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction.
Okay. Yeah.
So if you're not interested in this, then, you know, this is interesting.
Yeah.
Well, and so we hear a lot about UFOs.
Yeah.
Today. And aliens.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And this is in the military, in the government.
Yeah.
They've done Senate and House committees have investigated this. And so when did you become interested, like, in this topic?
Well, it's crazy. I come from a different perspective, Pastor Jimmy. I come from the other side of the camp, the dark side of this camp, because this leads to a dark route. And it's,
right.
I'm fully convinced it's satanic, it's demonic. We demonstrate that in the documentary there. But also, it's part of my background. I wasn't raised in the church. I was a non-Christian. In fact, I hated Christians. But basically, unfortunately, I chose to go down the wrong path. And when I was a teenager, I made a pact with Satan. Shortly after that, I tried to kill myself three different times. It got very dark, very demonic, very quickly. That's what happens when you mess with Satan. But also then, to make matters worse, I got involved in Satanism itself with another roommate of mine that turned me on to Anton LaVey, the Satanic Bible. Had another coworker that turned me on to New Age, and that's just basically, if you're not familiar with that, it's basically you get to be God, you get to decide between right and wrong, including on eternal matters. I always liken to it like a, you know, I'm from Vegas, it's like a buffet, right? So you go down and you say, okay, I want a little bit of Buddhism on my plate, I'll take a little bit of what I like, I'll take a little bit of Hinduism, I'll take Eastern mysticism, shamanism, I'll even sprinkle a little bit of Christianity, nothing convicting, but you basically right. build your own worldview. Part of that, too, is you're encouraged to get into an altered state of consciousness because you're going to commune. Your source of truth, of course, is not the Bible. Your source of truth is these beings, these light beings that are supposed to give you this incredible knowledge and stuff of that nature. And so you're encouraged to use psychotropic drugs to get you into that state or repetitive behavior, speech, whatever. Just get into an altered state of consciousness. Basically, the word is called channeling. Is one of them. And you could not have convinced me back then, but it's demonic. It's what God forbids in Deuteronomy 18, being a medium for spirits, demons to right. speak through you. But lo and behold, back in those days, involved in Satanism, the occult, and New Age, channeling, altered state of consciousness, guess who, as a non-Christian, guess who would pop up every once in a while? Supposed space brothers, aliens.
Really?
Right. And they'd say, oh, we're orbiting the planet, you know, or we're from the star system, the Pleiades or whatever. You know, they say they're all liars. But then they would say, and we're here to contact you and you could become a star child and you could disseminate this truth that mankind needs because the earth is getting ready to go through some hard times and we're here as your saviors to help you and blah, blah, blah. So I come from that camp. I've been to the UFO conferences, the abduction meetings and things of that nature. I'm very familiar with this topic. But it was only after I got saved and cried out to Jesus Christ that, number one, I got delivered from demonic possession because that's what these things are you're doing. You're inviting demons to take control of you, not just speak through your vocal cords. But after that, I began to read the Bible and go like, I learned about this thing called the rapture. And it blew me away. I was a brand new Christian, first year in Bible college. I never heard anything about the rapture, so I began to learn about just the basics of Bible prophecy and that at one point, Jesus Christ is going to come and snatch away the word harpazo, which literally means right. to abduct, He's going to come and abduct his church prior to the seven-year tribulation. And all of a sudden, a light bulb goes off in my head. I'm going, wait a second. I was still a brand new Christian. I'm going, wait, that's what the aliens, the space brothers, were trying to explain away. And which, by the way, is an interesting side note, Pastor Jimmy. You know the position that they're desperately trying to explain away?
What?
It ain't post-trib. It ain't mid-trib. It's not pre-wrath. It's pre-trib. Right? They're trying to explain that away. That for some reason, before the earth goes into a time of great calamity, you're going to see the disappearance of millions of people across the world. But don't worry. Don't even think about the rapture. It was the aliens who came and got them.
And that's what they told you.
And I still got the stuff in my library. I've got, because I want, and that's what I said, research. Hey, we'll prove it to you. This is not a wacky conspiracy theory. I was in that camp. I was involved with this stuff. This is no joke. And what they're doing is they're deceiving the planet for two things. Number one, they're going to become the perfect excuse to explain away the rapture of the church. Number two, they're going to deceive people who are left behind thinking it's a great thing.
Yeah.
That you're a chosen one. Yeah. A great utopia can now be unleashed when these troublemakers have disappeared. And we're here to help build this new utopia. It's all a lie.
So, Billy, how prevalent is this? Because I heard this was years ago, that more in Europe, more people believe in UFOs than believe in God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So this is pretty prevalent.
Yeah. Well, even here in America. In fact, I challenge audiences all the time, Pastor Jimmy. You as an adult or older adult, I challenge you. Okay. It might sound kind of weird to, hey, let's talk about UFOs and aliens. Breathe this topic to your kids, your grandkids, neighbors and coworkers, and you will be utterly shocked at how many have bought into this lie. They totally believe it. And that's because we've been indoctrinated with this lie for decades now, especially now with the help of Hollywood. Hollywood's been pushing this since the 50s, you know, the alien from outer space, you know, all that stuff. But now it's on steroids with modern CGI technology. And it isn't just Star Trek. That was one of the beginnings. But then it went to Star Wars and then, of course, reboot. But then it's all the Marvel movies and all this stuff. It's to the point where we're inundated with this everywhere we go. And then you and I come up and say, hey, let's talk about the identity of what these critters really are. And they look at you and I like we're the alien.
Yeah.
Right. But everybody's been indoctrinated in this. And you'd be surprised at how many people. And this is the danger. And we bring this out. It has become a replacement religion for Christianity. The bulk of people don't just believe in aliens. They believe that aliens are the one who are going to save humanity. Everybody realizes, especially the last several years, that something's wrong with the planet and we're headed towards a time of chaos and it ain't getting better. But they're being duped and thinking, oh, it's not going to be Jesus Christ that we need to turn to. It's the aliens. They're going to save us and bring us into a time of utopia.
So you believe, when the rapture happens, you believe pretty much concurrent with that, there's going to be a revelation of aliens.
Absolutely, because this is what they're saying. I got insider information, Pastor Jimmy. And again, we demonstrate this. Part of the New Age and the occult, this is what they teach. They literally teach that they can't pull off their utopia until those who are messing up the harmony of the earth. You know what the Bible calls that? Restraining influence.
That's exactly
the church, right?
That's exactly
and that's their
right.
words. And then when we disappear, they appear, and then they supposedly are going to help mankind usher in utopia. Well, no, the Bible says that's the Antichrist kingdom, the seven-year tribulation, and you don't want to be around for that. But this is from their own camp. In fact, I'll just give you a couple of easy quotes. We have a ton of quotes in there from supposed aliens speaking through people's vocal cords, which is demonic possession, of this information. And they say, do not be surprised, not only that the earth is headed for a climatic change, which, by the way, of course, they don't say, oh, that's God's wrath coming to the planet. They say it's Mother Earth coming to cleanse herself, right? And see, they always have their excuse to get you away from the truth.
Yeah.
But they says, but just before that, and again, it's the preacher position, they're always trying to explain away. Just before that, and this is a direct quote, don't be surprised when you see perhaps 20 million people leave the planet in one afternoon. Other people go even further. These channel messages from the space aliens would literally say that there's they call it the great evacuation, right? And they even pepper it with biblical terms to fool people. In the blinking of an eye, it's going to happen.
Wow.
And then they do two things. One, they say the first phase, you're going to see people disappear. And then that's the first lie. And it was the UFOs, the aliens. We beamed them up to our spaceships. The second lie is, for those that are left behind, they says, oh, and don't be concerned or alarmed if you're not a participant in this first phase. Your instructions will come later. Or they just flat out say, the reason why you've been left behind is because it's like a badge of honor. You're a chosen one. You've proven that you can go along with this great utopia. Those people that are holding things up, for their benefit, we got them, you know, up, you know, orbiting the planet. And it kind of like a detention center or re-education camp. And then we'll beam them down later. But don't worry about it. You know, they'll be okay. And so that's what they're doing. But here's what's interesting. If you look at the rapture itself, 1 Thessalonians 4, and it talks about how when the rapture happens, that we're going to meet the Lord in the clouds in the air, right? Now, I'm not saying thus saith the Lord, but you could see, and this is from what they're saying they're going to do. You could see that, Pastor Jimmy, as you and I are raptured up in to meet the Lord in the air, in the clouds, and then continue on. But imagine this. Now, let's say it could be, you know, there's a couple of different versions. Some people say it's going to be an instantaneous rapture. And it could be. Maybe the instantaneous is referring to our bodies being instantly changed to the resurrected body, right? I think that's pretty easy. But let's say that the rapture isn't like is typically displayed that all of a sudden you see a pile of clothes.
Yeah.
Right? Maybe it's more visual. Maybe instantly we get the resurrected body and then we see that. And then, of course, you see that example with Jesus, Acts chapter 1. When he ascended, it was visible. And they were looking the whole time.
And that word's harpazo.
Right. And that's and also you look at the example of the two witnesses in the seven-year tribulation. The whole everybody's watching. So imagine this. Not saying thus saith the Lord, but think about this deception that they're doing. Rapture happens instantaneously. We get a resurrected bodies. And let's say it's a visual going into the clouds. Right? These critters are so stinking evil, and this is what they're planning on doing, is we go into the clouds, and then once we hit the clouds, you can't see us anymore, right? And as soon as we disappear, they appear from the clouds and descend.
Wow.
Instant, no delay, ready to go. They don't know when it's going to happen anymore than you and I, but they're setting it up, just waiting for that moment to have the excuse ready to go. And that's why we called it UFOs, aliens, and the coming mass abduction. Again, the word harpazo means abduction.
Right.
Now, if you want to be a part of an abduction, that's the one you want to be a part of. Being a born-again Christian, asking Christ to save you and forgive you, you get to go with Christ in that abduction. But I believe that's what the world is going to be told, those that are left behind.
Billy, we're going to pick up there in just a minute. Hey, listen, if you're not a subscriber to endtimes.com, I want you to go there right now. We have a free 7-day trial. And when you become a subscriber now, you get all of our podcasts. You get the full Tipping Point podcast without commercials, all the information that comes out on endtimes.com. And we have a lot of information. The top experts in the world, we have teachings. I teach. Dr. Mark Hitchcock teaches. We have teachings. So I want you to become a part of that. Go right now to endtimes.com. Sign up for the free 7-day trial. I promise you're going to like what you see. We're going to go back to Billy now.
It was an alien UFO mass abduction.
There's going to be an explanation.
Mm-hmm.
Antichrist appears, the he who now restrains will do so until he is taken out of the way. Then the lawless one will be revealed. Is he an alien?
Well, I mean, I don't necessarily think so, that he's an alien. I think that, but I think when, as we demonstrate, okay, what is the identity of these critters? I think it's demonic. I think he's going to work with that demonic delusion that's going to deceive the planet to believe the lie, all right, and including to worship the Antichrist. And I think the Antichrist certainly is Satan's man, is satanic, Revelation 13, him and the false prophet. But I believe he's going to be working with that agenda to explain away the rapture. But not only explain away the rapture, part of the occult that I came out of and New Age, the occult side thinks not only the Antichrist is a great guy, and the Bible's the only book that says, no, he's not a great guy. But they admit that they're going to deceive the planet into worshiping that guy, Revelation 13. And this is how they see it playing out. So those people holding things up, this is their words, not mine. In fact, the occult says they will not only just suddenly disappear, their words are like this, they will elect to just disappear to, like you're leaving one room to the next, they'll just disappear. All right, so then they say after that, then what they're going to do to get people to worship this Antichrist, to follow him, to build the so-called utopia, is they're going to deliberately create mass crisis, polycrisis. Now, polycrisis is a term that just recently came out at the World Economic Forum with Klaus Schwab. And he says, we're going beyond just crisis. You create a crisis, you can manage the outcome. we're going to have to, you know, what's going to come to the planet is poly, many crises all at the same time. But the occult says, imagine this scenario. All of a sudden, you see the disappearance of millions of people across the planet. Right after that, you have a true economic crash. Right after that, you have earthquakes appearing all over the world. Right after that, officially, World War III breaks out in the Middle East. Right after that, you have a nuclear bomb dropped on New York City. And then right after that, then all of a sudden, society shuts down. Martial law. I mean, all in a very quick succession. The occult says they're doing it on purpose. Wow. They're waiting for the disappearance of people who are holding this Luciferian order up, which they think is a good thing. And then they're going to capitalize on that disappearance, add a ton more polycrisis to psychologically, here's the other thing with that. That's where I think the Antichrist will work with the alien UFO thing. And at the same time, again, you got the dirty nukes, earthquakes, World War III, all the stuff, the disappearance, and quote, aliens land on the White House lawn.
Gee.
All that in a very quick, short amount of time, what would people do? They're not just going to fall for it. They're going to beg for somebody to come along and bring, and here's the word that we were familiar with a couple of years ago. Could you bring back normal?
Yeah.
Normalcy? And this is what we just went through, going to look like chump change. This is a polycrisis scenario that involves the disappearance of people, the rapture, UFOs and aliens deluding people, and the cult says it's all planned, but that's what they're going to do to schnooker the planet to follow this guy who will show up on the scene, Mr. Fix-It, and wonder of wonders, guess what he'll fix? He'll fix that World War III in the Middle East.
Yeah.
Now, what's that sound like? Daniel 9:27.
That's right.
The very event, the peace treaty that starts the seven-year tribulation, right? And after that, it's going to lead into a time of utopia, which is how the seven-year tribulation starts, the white horse rider with no, with just a bow, no arrows, a utopia peace, but it's short-lived.
Right.
And then it's all basically hell on earth from then on for the next 7 years. It's just not good. And so that's what they're going to plan to do to get people. And they even admit that we're going to, when he arises and he's going to be the man for the hour, people are going to psychologically say, yes, we'll follow you. We don't care who you are. We got to bring back normalcy. He's going to institute, I'm not joking, this is from the occult, a one world government, a one world religion under this one world ruler. Now, what's that sound like?
Yeah.
That's the Antichrist kingdom. Pastor Jimmy, the Bible is the only book on the planet that tells us exactly what's behind this UFO alien delusion. And it's no joke. And really, again, it's going to be the perfect excuse to explain away the rapture. And they're going to use it to prepare people to worship the Antichrist, thinking that being left behind is a great thing. When Jesus said in Matthew 24, it's the worst time in the history of mankind. Right. You don't want to be there.
So let's talk about, because John Mackey, Dr. John Mackey, I believe he's a psychiatrist at Harvard. He's deceased now. But he treated abduction patients, victims. And he was ridiculed he was renowned. But as soon as he began to validate the abductions, because what he was saying is these people aren't crazy.
Right.
They're all telling the same story. They all had the same experience. They don't want attention. They're sane, other than what they've been through. Well, he was highly criticized for that. Tom Horn, who was with Jesus now, our friend, his sister was abducted until she became a Christian.
Right.
And then she wasn't abducted anymore.
Right.
So what do you believe? Do you believe that abductions are real?
Yeah.
And what's the purpose of an abduction?
Well, part of it, and you look at other secular UFOologists, this could be John Keel. This could be Jacques Vallée, other guys. And what they're basically saying, their synopsis, and these guys have been doing this for decades, and they're saying, you really want to know what's behind the, quote, UFO alien phenomena, including the abductions? You need to get an understanding of, quote, demonology. They're saying it's basically one and the same.
Wow.
Because what typically goes along with the UFO abductions is the occult activity, poltergeist activity, automatic writing, things of that nature. It's all the occult, because they're one and the same. And this is all that Satan does. He repackages things for a new generation,
right?
We don't want to believe in demons anymore. So don't call them demons. How about we just call them aliens?
Right.
Let's not give any credence to the scripture and say that these are just demons coming from the spirit world to deceive mankind in this right. last hour. No, no, no. They're aliens from outer space here to help us, right? And that's all he's done. But these guys are saying that when it goes to the abduction, and I'll quote, they say that the sadistic, and this is their words, the sadistic treatment of people when they're abducted, because they do horrible things to it, and it's not a pleasant experience with all these people. They're freaked out, they're traumatized, terrified, paralyzed, all this stuff. They said, and this is their words, not mine, the secular guys, and they say that it is a carbon copy of, quote, occult initiation rituals.
Wow.
Right. And so, and then it goes on and on from there. So I'm going like, well, even because, you know, the naysayer, oh, you Christians, there you go again. Right. You always want to blame everything you don't understand or don't like or disagrees with the Bible. You always want to blame it on the devil. Well, no, these are non-Christian guys. And I'm kind of thinking they've been doing this for decades, way longer than we have. And they're coming to the same conclusion I am, biblically. Maybe it's because that's the conclusion.
Yeah.
That it's demonic and what they do to these people. Now, I'll bring out this one. This is kind of a freaky thing. We have a whole section on this. This sounds wild. The other thing that happens with people with abductions is typically there's a paralysis that goes on. You can't move, right? And then they'll take you up and do whatever. But when they take you up to their so-called spaceship, they don't just examine people. They don't just do sadistic things to them. The people are not just filled with fear and terror, which, by the way, been there, done that, wish I wouldn't have bought the t-shirt. That's a sign you got a demon in the room.
Yeah.
They will do weird sexual things to them.
Yeah.
And you're like, okay, wait a second.
Well, that's very common. It's very common.
Common. And again, I'm convinced, Pastor Jimmy, as crazy as that sounds, the Bible's the only book on the planet that gives us the answer. Of all things for you to supposedly come across the universe, why do you always want to mess with people sexually? And they take their sperm, the eggs, and it's like, what are you doing experimenting on mankind and their body part, and specifically procreation issues? Well, go back to the scripture. The Genesis account talks about why did God judge the planet the first time? Well, it's because there was a hybridization going on with humanity. The sons of God, the fallen angels, demons, were co-mingling with the daughters of men, and they were creating a hybrid offspring that the Bible calls the Nephilim. Now, here's what's wild. I'm convinced these critters are doing it again. They don't, of course, but we don't believe in demons. You can't call them that. You know, that's too obvious. They're aliens, but they're doing the same thing they did in the book of Genesis that caused God to judge a plant the first time. Now, fast forward to what Jesus said. How do you know when it's getting close to his return? As it was in the days of Noah, so shall it be, not maybe not mine, at the days of the coming. And what happened in the days of Noah? Not just people had a lackadaisical, scoffing attitude towards the coming judgment of God. That's here today. Not just because the heart of man was continually wicked, thinking all the time evil thoughts. That's here today. But even this aspect of demons commingling, messing with man, creating, trying to create some sort of hybrid thing. That's what's going on, shocker, with this UFO alien thing with the abductions.
Do you believe that and I believe what you're saying, because I believe that people who say they're abducted are abducted. Because it's a worldwide phenomenon that's gone on for a long time. They have the same experiences, paralysis, the sexual experimentation. So do you believe that the hybrids are among us, or are they going to show up someday?
Well, again, not saying thus saith the Lord, but one thing that we prove the point, and we go back to their camp. If you think the book's freaky, you should get the DVDs.
So you've got a 14-hour documentary.
14-hour documentary. We include all the video footage. Of course, it's transcribed for the book. But in some of this, even this aspect, we actually share an interview with a gentleman who is being possessed by Space Brothers, demons. And in that interview with him, he gets into his altered state of consciousness. They start speaking through him. And they say that one of the reasons why they're here is to literally not just cohabitate, have sex with humans and things of that nature, but their goal is to, quote, create a hybrid race.
Wow.
And it's on tape. So this is not a conspiracy theory, whatever. This is the common theme that you have. And it sounds crazy, over the top, but again, the Bible's the only book on the planet that I believe gives us the answer. And as wild as it sounds, if you were to believe the words of Jesus, he said that's what you could expect right before he was getting ready to come back.
We're just living in a day of deception. Now, we're going to come back next week with Billy. We've just scratched the surface. Now, Billy, I'm going to ask your permission. I'm going to say this now. If this isn't right, you can yell at me. But next week, I want to show a part of your documentary. Can we do that?
Oh, absolutely.
Just like four or 5 minutes or something. Yeah. I just want you to take something really scary and really incredible and show it to us next week on the documentary. Because it's incredible. And this is something that you need to tell your friends about. The book here, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction. And Billy, he's one of our favorite guests here on the Tipping Point Show, and also you'll be in our, with our conference next September. But he researches. He does research, and in his documentary, he shows you exactly where this is all coming from. And so I encourage you, get the book, UFOs, Aliens, and the Coming Mass Abduction, and also the documentary. Now, one more time, where do they get it?
Yeah, getalifemedia.com. That's our teaching website, so you can get the book, the DVDs, all right there.
Perfect. Thank you, Billy. And you're going to be back with me again next week. I want to thank you guys. Thank you if you're a subscriber to endtimes.com. Thank you for being a subscriber and for supporting this ministry. You can always, in addition to your subscription, even if you're not a subscriber, you can go on our website, endtimes.com, and give a gift. Give a one-time gift or give a recurring gift to help us take this ministry and spread it as far as we possibly can, to tell people about Jesus before the rapture, before he returns, and to let people know what the Bible says about the end times. These times are so incredible and so stressful for many people. But one of the things we hear from people is, I was afraid until I started watching your end time shows. And now I feel excited about the coming of Jesus. That's what we want. And so thank you for being a part. Thank you for being a subscriber. If you're not a subscriber, go to endtimes.com and sign up and become a subscriber. We'll see you here next time with Pastor Billy Crone. God bless you.